Since the attack on Pearl Harbor, Americans, whether for or against Roosevelt, are united in their determination to win the war.
My dear Mr. President, we had a large world map before us and could follow easily your directions. Your talk could not have been more explicit or more definite. Our taxes now are burdensome, but in 6 months, we will be in a position to buy stamps and bonds. Personally, we are confident we can do our full share, and we plan to do so. Yours sincerely, Margaret S. Frazee, Marshalltown, Iowa.
My dear Mr. President, I was not impressed by your speech of today. It lacked forcefulness. We are losing this war, even if we did not lose as many planes as Japan. Look at the territory she has taken. Did you tell us that? No. You smooth things over. I am glad to be of service to my country through payment of taxes or in the armed forces, but let us not be fooled as to the seriousness of the situation. Yours truly, Richard B. Davis, Los Angeles, California.
Dear Mr. President, I just heard your speech over the radio. I am a widow with two sons who I love dearly. They are 26 and 24 years. But I would gladly give to the Army after I heard you talk last night. Please excuse my writing. I never had no education. I'm just a poor widow trying to be an honest American. May God bless you and keep you well throughout this ordeal. Sincerely, Mrs. Bertha Braun, Waterbury, Connecticut.
Mr. President, your speech was the same old braggadocio which has characterized all of your fireside talks. But somehow, there was a lack of the assurance which has been so pronounced in them. In short, it was the speech of a man great on promises, but short on delivery. Mr. President, forget politics and bend your energies towards winning this war. But in order to do this, you will have to get rid of the political gang which surrounds you, and above all else, the idea which seems to dominate you, that you are the smartest man in the world, and that you, and you alone, can manage the great feat of arming this country. Respectfully yours, John M. Hart, Roanoke, Virginia.
Mr. President, your speech was the same old braggadocio which has characterized all of your fireside talks, but somehow there was a lack of the assurance which has been so pronounced in them. In short, it was the speech of a man great on promises, but short on delivery. Mr. President, forget politics and bend your energies towards winning this war. But in order to do this, you'll have to get rid of the political gang which surrounds you, and above all else, the idea, which seems to dominate you, that you are the smartest man in the world and that you and you alone can manage the great feat of arming this country. Respectfully yours, John M. Hart, Roanoke, Virginia.
My dear Mr. President, I listened to your nationwide talk last night. It was fine, but you seem to have a bad cold and must take care of yourself. Grease with mustard oil and use Vicks drops because we need you very much to win this war. Your friend, Charles Leslie Minnick, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, age 11. I go to Nathan L. Bachman School.